Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present
Hello and welcome to GIST Radio. We are a casual radio station where we broadcast when we have something to say. GIST stands for Getting the Shit Together, and we broadcast important interviews and information for artists and creators of all kinds. For more information on GIST, please log into our website at www.gyst-ink.com, where you will find free resources, software, and publications for artists. You can email us and let us know what you would like to hear about at info@gyst-ink.com. Thanks for tuning in.
I love that theme song. Hello, everyone listening. It looks like we've got 47 live listeners. That's awesome. On a Sunday early morning, or late morning, I suppose. This is Monica, everyone's favorite GIST jockey. And I'm on the line with two wonderful women. You've got Janice Gomez. She is an artist, an educator, and art organizer based in L.A. She was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, and holds a B.A. and a special major combining photography, performance, and Filipino-American studies from San Francisco State University, and an MFA in installation and photography from Claremont Graduate University. Janice's work explores concepts of accessibility and self-awareness, both in physical and mental space. These works, conceptually driven, may manifest in labyrinth installations, collective interaction, intimate performances, or air guitar exhibitions. She currently teaches at the Arm, caught me off guard there. She currently teaches at the Armory Center for the Arts, Lackland Otis College of Art and Design. And we're here talking about the Summer Camp Projects Project, which is an alternative space for artists here in California. And we've got artist Liza Wade Green. She's from Brooklyn. She's a performing artist who enjoys creating collaborative works that blend playful storytelling and athletic movement. As a performer, writer, and director, she's collaborated on dozens of original pieces of dance and theater in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. And her site-specific dance theater work, Hill House Mind, is being presented as a part of Summer Camp's project. Friday Night Lights and Sunday Afternoon's exhibition on August 19th, which is past, and then today, the 21st. So thank you, Liza and Janice, for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Yes,
of
this
course,
is awesome.
Of course. This is great. Okay, I'll ask one at a time. Let's talk to Janice. It sounds like you've got a really multifaceted hybrid career going on here. I mean, kind of with like the hybrid MFA, the double minor, the double majoring. Like, you know, like how did you get to this point? Like, what kinds of opportunities or risks or conversations happened where you're like, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do some of that, and I need to make a career out of it? Like, how did you get here?
I think I've always tried to dabble and do everything since I was little. I mean, you know, growing up, being in piano, dancing hula, playing sports, and it just followed me to college where I wanted to, this is where I wanted to focus on, say, dance. I actually thought I was going to be a backup hip-hop dancer. that's where everything kind of came together. And somehow in all of that, I had an accident with my knee and decided that, you know, since I also had an art background, I did a lot of photography, I found myself going away to dance and, I guess, steering towards the dark room and visual arts. So with that, I mean, within the visual arts, still trying to find many things to do within that. And it just kind of went from there where a professor said, hey, have you thought about grad school? And I found myself in Claremont. And like I said, I was in the dark room a lot. But in Claremont, it was really interesting because the darkroom facilities weren't, I guess they weren't used for a while. So it made me start thinking about other ways to create my art or how to use materials and things. So it just brought in, again, a way to think about my practice in terms of not necessarily the materials, but the idea. And I think with that, it was always a hybrid, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense.
Yeah. And then also stay Los Angeles. I actually thought I was leaving Los Angeles, and my husband also, we went to grad school together, and he's also one of the summer camps organizers, and we decided to stay here for a little bit and see how it turned out.
Even though I'm always trying to get them into New York.
Well, it seems so far so good, and you know, it seems like collaborations are a big part of your practice. And that brings me to Liza. You know, how did you get to this point, you know, with storytelling and performing and writing and directing? Like, how was your career? How did it come to be? And then where did you meet Janice?
Oh, that's funny. I was going to say, I also started out in dance and, you know, was a dancer growing up and, you know, dabbled in all kinds of dance. And somehow that led me to hip hop and... Sort of an embarrassing story for both of us, maybe, but we met in a hip-hop dance class in San Francisco a long time ago, and from there, our careers have taken many turns, but from dance, I started doing a lot of theater and playwriting, and I started at San Francisco State as well, and then I transferred into this program through Long Island University, which was called Friends World Program. It's now called Global College, and they have campuses all over the world. And I was lucky enough to study in London and in Costa Rica. And it's an interdisciplinary degree, and the program really pushes you to get outside of the classroom and into the community. And there's a focus on social change and social justice. And, you know, I was really doing a lot of theater work at that time, or studying a lot of theater that really, you know, was going into communities and trying to, you know, make lives better, and a lot of educational theater as well. And I did a lot of that in New York when I first moved to New York. I worked for an educational theater company, and just working there, I started meeting other actors and dancers and performers and realized that I wanted to be, you know, making my own work again. And so I started doing that, and I feel like I'm lucky enough to work in a field that is so collaborative. You know, you have video artists working in performance, and you have dance artists and, you know, directors and writers, and we're all sort of making new work together. And you know, I think some people get kind of scared by the term theater. You know, you think of this, like, very kitchen sink drama Broadway, but, like, that's not the kind of work that we're creating. And I don't know what, you know, it's been called experimental theater, or you could say downtown, collaborative-based, divide theater. But I guess that's kind of my path, you know, through dance and writing and just being constantly inspired by different artists who are around me.
And then let's talk more about the art that you guys are making. So let's talk about summer camp. What in the world is summer camp? I love this game. I love the name, because I was like, yeah, it just takes you there. So tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, Summer Camp is actually the name of the house that we live in. So the residents actually are the organizers as well of Summer Camp's project. So the organizers are Yolanda Bellera, Fatima Huang, and me. So we all went to Claremont together. We all met in Claremont Graduate University. And... being in this house, we found it through, as funny as it sounds, through Craigslist, and it's this amazing, mid-century modern house that's also aged. You know, it's a fixer. So Fatima and I decided to take on this project, and it's funny that there's anyhow. I'll get into that. And there's just a lot of space in here, and I mean, with the three of us, we have our own studios, which is really great. And there's also this backyard, this sloping big backyard. And for Fatima and myself, we had envisioned that we wanted to fix up this house and turn it into a space where we can have artists show. And in my mind, I wanted it to be this pristine looking gallery, you know, white walls, everything space. And then there's reality.
Of course, born reality.
So, you know, having this project that we've been doing, our house, I thought it was going to take, in my mind, when we first moved in, 4 months to do everything we wanted to do. It's been since 2006, right? Yeah. And so 3 years ago, or three summers ago, Ilana and I were talking, you know, in the kitchen, and I told her about how, you know, Fatima and I had this vision of having art in this house, and we would have shows, and it would be fantastic. And she said, well, why not? Let's just do it now. We'll just use the backyard. We're not using the backyard anyway. Let's just do it. So that's basically what happened, you know, and that was a perfect time because a lot of our friends who had gallery spaces and who were showing in galleries, you know, galleries were closing down, and so it gave them an opportunity to still show their works or to have our friends who want to experiment on projects, you know, or pieces that they've not necessarily done before but want to show an audience, you know, it gave them a space for that. And I think in a way it just took off that way and became a little more rigid in programming. So the first summer that we had, we shelled out three shows, one after the other, and this is our third summer, which is really great. It's been a great experience, and I'm not going to lie, it's also been challenging in that sense where it's become a silent fifth job for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been wonderful. We've met so many local artists. We've also contacted people who we've never met before, but we would do our research online and we would cold call artists, you know, saying, this is who we are, you know, if you want to take a chance and send your work here, you know, we'll take care of it. And our responses are always, you know, on the positive side, and people, you know, mail their work, not necessarily knowing us personally, but seeing the work that's been developed over the summers.
All right, well, let's talk more about the work that's been developed. You know, has the vision or ideas of the kinds of work that you're exhibiting or showing or sharing, has that changed over the last three summers?
Oh, the kind of, well, I guess with the way that we create the shows, we are more thematic, so we talk about what we want to do. So this current show is actually a little loosely, we'll say loosely based on Liza's Hill House Mine, because she was our first artist in residence that came in last fall to create a work specifically for the August show. And so we were reading her script at its first draft, and we're picking and choosing, you know, themes that we could use and work with, and it became The Unknown. So through that, we then would, you know, the three of us would disperse and do research for a week, and we come back together, and we have meetings, grueling meetings that start, you know, after work at 6 and end at 2 in the morning, where we, where we really fight for the artists that we're proposing, basically, for the unknown, for the quote unknown or the theme. And in that sense, maybe the work doesn't change, but it's just how the process in which we choose the artists, I think, has been developed that way. Where our first show, it was called Stay, and it was about, you know, domesticity. It was because it's out of our home, you know. So we could, I guess our network was a little smaller too. So we asked people we knew, and like I said, in a way, the things that has changed is how we approach artists as well. And I mean, it's been great. We've met people through doing these shows. So,
and Liza, what has this process been like? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no. Go ahead.
Well, it's funny.
Liza, what
is
this process been like?
Listening to Janet, it's funny because I first came to
summer camp as a visitor, you know, as a friend, just staying in the house. And the place itself is so inspiring. And this community of artists that I've come to know that just, you know, hang out here, show work here, it's just really, you know, inspiring for me. And so I had the tenacity to ask these guys to give me a residency here. And I didn't, on coming here, I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to create. And I woke up the first morning, I was sleeping in the living room, and I woke up and I was just like, I really want to use the spaces in the house. And I really can see, you know, different characters come to life, you know, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the living room. And I got really excited about this idea. And, you know, I talked to Janice about it, and she was like, I don't know, we don't open the house up. You know, usually the work stays in the backyard. And, you know, and I did some begging and pleading, and I think, you know, I really, you know, set to work on the script, and it really, I really wanted to use, there's all these, like, weird spaces in this house. You know, for example, there's a pass-through that you can open from the kitchen to the living room, and I just wanted to make use of some of that space. And also, being from New York, you know, I live in an apartment that's relatively small, and so this idea that I could set something in a bathroom and have, you know, a group of audience members come in and stand in the bathroom and watch it happen was just sort of this phenomenal idea. And so, you know, I just set to work on, you know, the piece is about a family kind of dealing with two deaths. And so the deaths are set in, one is set in the living room, one is in the bedroom, and you're kind of watching the audience cycles through, just to let you know a little bit about my piece. And so you see the piece kind of unfold in the order that you're walking, so someone else in the audience could see it unfold in a different order. And you get to meet each member of the family in each different room. And then we end in the backyard. And the backyard of this house, summer camp, is just phenomenal. Janice called it big. I would venture to call it just sprawling. It's a giant backyard. And so, you know, I wanted to make use of that space as well. And I'm lucky enough, for the past week I've had collaborators with me, some from New York and some from LA, and we've just been working. We had the script already developed, and you know, I just set them to work in their spaces, and their creativity is kind of mind-blowing, and just what we've created in this week has really been an amazing journey for me. And so I don't know, just being here, there's something about this house that really, it really captures you. I don't know. I don't know if there's any other way to put it than that. It's just like, I was talking before about this idea of community and family, and I think you can really feel it when you come here. And, you know, Yolanda and Fatima and Janice really have that sense of family, and I really like that about this space. It's absolutely not a cold art space. It's, you know, it's an inviting place, and I wanted to use that inviting nature of it to, like, get down and dirty in the basement, you know. Freak people out.
And Janice, how would you describe what summer camp is compared to or in relationship to the other spaces in L.A.? Like, I mean, it's special, it's unique, it's really site-specific. How does that fit in? Does it fit in?
Well, let's see. So I guess I'd like to also try to dispel this whole thing with summer camp is our house. And people always go, you know, what is summer camp's project? What is that about? So summer camp's project is the actual organization of these exhibits. So as summer camp's project, how is it different? For me, it is very much, you know, where I live. And so with Liza talking about having people in the space, I mean, it's always been a little bit challenging to do the private and public or to separate the private and public spaces and with this, it's, I guess I'm a little stumped in trying to figure out how it's different because there are other spaces that use their homes. And sure. I think when we have our artists come in and install, it really is, you know, not a here are the keys or here's the tools or here's your space. It's, we're going to eat dinner. How many should we order? Or, you know, are you going to stay for dinner and, you know, have you come and join us at the dining room and we have, you know, our meals together? Because a lot of people joke around and ask, you know, Ilanda, Fatima, and I, do you hold hands while you do this? You know, and every chance we get, if we're all home, you know, we sit down and we have dinner together like a family. And so that's our extension when we have our artists come in. We try to have that, you know, very much available as well. And I mean, I don't necessarily know how other organizations or projects run their spaces in that sense, but that's something I know we do, and we do intentionally as well.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. This is Liza now, because every night this week with my cast and crew and the summer camp organizers, we've had dinner together as sort of part of the rehearsal process, and for me that was really important, just this idea of sharing food and breaking bread and, you know, talking to each other, and you really get a sense of who you're working with, and I think that feeds the work that we're creating.
Absolutely. And that's,
yeah.
It seems to make the proposal process completely different. Like, instead of submitting a proposal via mail and everyone gets together and has a meeting about this artist, they have to come to dinner. We have
mm-hmm.
to meet you and your artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's not like you have to come. It's like people want to come. I don't know. It's just a strange thing. Not mandatory. It just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm. And what is the proposal process? I'm an artist. I have something that I think is interesting and cool, and I want to show with Summer Camp Project. How do I go about doing something like that?
Well, we've had, I guess, it's always, I think, I mean, it is important to come and see a show to see what's going on, to see how you would find your work in the space, because it is a challenging space to work with. You know, it's outdoors. We talk to artists and say, you know, your artwork is going to be tested by the elements. You know, we can cover plastic, you know, for if it's going to get rained on or anything, but we can't promise anything. We don't have insurance. So that's, I think, one thing that could deter someone, you know, or it could also challenge you in how do I see my painting on the hillside, you know. We do have a more protected space we call Goat Space, which the original owners had, I guess the wife had been on a game show that was comparable to The Price is Right and didn't win. But the consolation prize were two goats. So that was a story that we heard. And, you know, we wanted to put the spirit of the history of the house as well. And so that space is a little covered, but it's not, you know, it's not, you get dust and all that in there. So in that sense, coming to the space, talking with us, you know, saying who you're all about, what you're all about, is just nice to know people. And then people have also emailed us and just shared us their website, you know. And like I said, we think of the theme first. So we have a catalog, you know, of artists who've contacted us in the past, and then we'll revisit that and say, you know, maybe this can work out this time around. Because we had contacted someone for our last show, and he wasn't able to be in it. And we love, love, love his work, but you know, for the idea of the unknown for this time around, it wouldn't have necessarily fit. So mm-hmm. So it's kind of trying to sink in all of those into that sweet spot.
Right. And here's a question for both of you. Like, what are the most challenging things that have come out of, you know, being an artist in residency, in an alternative space, being forced held down to eat dinner with the other artists. Just kidding. What are the biggest mistakes or hardest moments that both of you have come across? And either of you can answer first or second. What's your experience been like? What's the hardest part?
Let's see. Well, I think always when you have a lot of people involved, I think this idea of coming to a consensus, like you feel like, oh, we all have to be nice and come to a consensus, but at some point, you know, you just kind of have to make a decision. And a lot of times, I have to, for example, my piece, each audience member starts in a different room, and so just trying to figure out how we were going to move the people logistically, like that was a hurdle for me. Like, and for, you know, Janice and Fatima and Ilana, and so we kind of like racked our brains, and, you know, they came up with this idea of having ushers, not like the classic movie usher, but just someone in the room who sort of knows the path of the piece, and then how do we divide the people so that we don't have, you know, one person in one room and 50 people in the bathroom that don't fit into the bathroom. So it's like figuring out those little quirks of the space, and, you know, sometimes we don't always have the same idea about how to move the people around, or, you know, solve any problem, but it's just like just figuring out, you know, what we think is best and going with that. And really, yeah, so, I mean, working in an alternative space, you certainly have different challenges than you would have in a normal space. But it's fun. I mean, I think working those out is part of the process, you know, kind of makes it exciting, and, you know, it's why I'm doing work here and not in, you know, a theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun for me. Janice, what do you think?
Well, I guess a general challenge in terms of organizing the shows as well. And I'm also included in Liza's cast as well.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, for me, it would be balanced. So the idea of trying to be, you know, part of the cast to also help with the organization process of Summer Camp's project, and then also to be a person in the workforce. So trying to balance that as well as trying to make my own artwork. So there was a moment where Fatima Ilanda and I had a meeting, and, you know, I had stated, you know, we are called Summer Camp's Project. Let's try and keep this to the summer, so we all can have some sort of sanity. We came into this really loving and adoring what we're doing, and I want to keep it that way, you know, where it doesn't feel grueling. I mean, there is a lot of work to be done and that we do, but a lot of it is, it feels so great in the end, and I don't want to lose that. So the idea of balance is, has been a challenge and a thing that has been important in that sense.
And that's a great segue into my next question. Do either of you have advice for artists that don't want to go through the gallery system, are tired of following the same old institutions of how art is displayed and shared in the United States sort of thing? And, like, how do you balance it all? People have to work. You know, very few of us are lucky enough to, like, make work, it sells, people pay for it, and that's our income, you know? So, like, what's the best advice you have for emerging artists, veteran artists, or struggling artists?
Well, I think prior to this, Liza and I have been just talking about it already, and the idea of just keep on doing it, you know? I mean...
Yeah, do your work. I also, you know, obviously, you know, being a working artist, it is a constant struggle, and living in New York and having to pay rent and all of those things, I think that was a great challenge for me coming out of school and, you know, having that realization, like, oh, I have to have other jobs. And for me, I started working in nonprofit arts administration, which is great because I know a lot about, you know, grant writing and budgeting and all of these things that I think are important for artists to learn. And I would say, as an emerging artist, I think it's really important to, you know, scout out those art service organizations. I don't know as many in LA, but in New York you have Fractured Atlas, The Field, LMCC, and all of these organizations give workshops for artists about various topics for professional development. And I really think a lot of those workshops are free, and, you know, the more of those kinds of things you go to, the more artists you meet, and the more, you know, it is like this natural form of networking as well as, like, developing different aspects of your career. And, you know, I think, you know, it's always a challenge to kind of create, you know, your life outside of your art, and what, you know, for me, it's like, what is that going to be? You know, how am I going to make money so I can do what I really want to do with my work? You know, it's a constant struggle, and just knowing, you know, knowing that that is the case and kind of making the best of it or trying. Janice mentioned balance, and I think, you know, it's something that, you know, we're striving to find the balance.
Right. I think also for inspiration, what's really helped is, you know, keeping in contact with the people that I've met throughout my time in Los Angeles, and keeping that conversation going, I think it really helps with bouncing ideas off, you know, having studio visits with each other. You know, if you can't get a studio visit, I know a lot of people are trying to get studio visits with people who organize shows, but, you know, I mean, what about people who you work with, or your friends? You know, I think that's important. And that helps build your own community as well, you know, and that's been very helpful for me.
Yeah, and absolutely. I had a Kickstarter. Yeah, speaking of developing your own community, I managed a Kickstarter campaign for this project. And,
yeah,
you know, many of my donors are, you know, members of my community or extensions of that community, you know, friends of friends, family of friends. And that generosity has just been amazing to watch. And so Kickstarter, I think, is another way for artists to sort of work outside of that, you know, kind of gallery, typical gallery or typical performance setting.
Oh, good advice, ladies. Very nice. Can you believe half an hour is gone already?
Oh.
No. So, I know. So this is the opportunity for you guys to talk about where people can get in touch with Summer Camps Project, how they can come visit, see a show, talk about the show that's happening today,
okay.
And the website. Go for it.
Okay, so tonight I would say come on by, check out the shows. We had a performance event on Friday, and we changed the whole programming. So it was deinstalled, and Saturday artists came in to install, as well as this afternoon they're coming. So we have a show from 5 to 8 for our visual, we'll say the visual art component, and Hill House 9 is also going to start at 7:45 sharp tonight. Yes, we're trying to do sharp Los Angeles. Word.
Got it.
Liza has always been saying that we're so lackadaisical, and so we're trying to be on point.
Oh, really? I feel like I'm lackadaisical and you're on point.
And our blog, you can find us at summercampproject.blogspot.com, as well as from September 30th through October 3rd, we're going to be part of the Archer Collab at LA Mart for the Art Platform Los Angeles Fair. It's about 20 alternative spaces. We're kind of taking over the basement of the LA Mart during that art fair. So we are fortunate enough to have a booth. So we'll see how we translate the hill to a booth, if you want to come and check us out. Right.
Great. And so you guys are like in the Eagle Rock Highland Park area?
We're officially El Sereno.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's kind of near Highland Park, Alhambra, by Cal State LA area.
What's the address?
Oh, the address.
Yeah, give us an address.
It's 3119 Chadwick Drive, spelled C-H-A-D-W-I-C-K. And to MapQuest or Google Maps, you can look up 90032 as the zip code. And we are in Los Angeles.
Excellent. Liza, Janice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and I'll be in touch with both of you. I'll send you all the links, and you guys can spread the word and see if you can get a couple hundred people down there for your show tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, have a great afternoon, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Aren't they sweet? Like, are you kidding me? They were probably my favorite. Oh. My favorite guest so far. Yes. So, okay, Just Radio, as you know, is the sister limb of a larger company, Just Inc. And Just Inc. provides resources for artists, not only just information like how to write an artist statement, how to do a resume, how to apply to a gallery, how do I show and display my work, how do I collaborate, everything about the business of art, developing a career, sustaining your career, and doing it in your own terms. Those two women, Janice and Liza, are perfect examples of how that can happen, you know, and really inspirational, super funny. I didn't have to work. I mean, we're talking about balancing a whole bunch of life. I need to leave for work in 15 minutes. I would totally be there at the show. So if anyone goes, please email me. And if they allow photographs or something like that, I want to see what this is all about. And I want to be, I want to be on the inside. So someone send me some pictures. And if you do, I will give you a free copy of Just 3.2 Ultimate Business Software for Artists. It's Just Pro. It's for the professional, the aspiring to be a professional artist, and it's kind of amazing. Okay, let's listen to some Kings songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present
Hello and welcome to Just Radio. We are a casual radio station where we broadcast when we have something to say. Just stands for getting the shit together, and we broadcast important interviews and information for artists and creators of all kinds. For more information on Just, please log into our website at www.gyst-ink.com, where you will find free resources, software, and publications for artists. You can email us and let us know what you would like to hear about at info@gyst-ink.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Get your shit together. Get your shit together.